Chapter 1, The Failure of Marxism. Marxism is dead. This is acknowledged almost everywhere, with the exception of university campuses and among stodgy old leftists and uninformed media pundits. "The Marxist dream is dead," wrote Samuel Edward Konkin III. "The institutions move on, decadent zombies, requiring dismemberment and burial. The grave diggers of capitalism approach their own internment." Marxism failed on many fronts, perhaps on all fronts. Most fundamentally, though, its failure was economic. Marx's map of reality, his class theory, was fatally flawed, and economics was the measure by which his philosophy could be checked with reality. The failure of its economics led inevitably to Marxism's failure to live up to its political and historical predictions. Wrote Sec 3, "Remember well that Marx outlined history and brooked no significant wandering from the determined course. Should history not unfold according to the determined pathway scientifically obtained, all Marxist theoretical structure crumbles." Marxism failed to produce a workable model of reality. On the other hand, it has won the hearts and souls of billions in the past century. In order to bury Marx, it is necessary to deal with his apparent success, not his failures. His strong points must be overcome, not his weak, if radical Rothbardians and agorists hope to replace his vision as the prime inspiration of the left.